Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
Welcome to the Ninja Forums Meet the Team miniseries. Today I'm joined by Justin, integral member of our support team, T-Snob, lover of tacos, musical genius, and by the time you hear this, new father. Justin, how do you feel about that?
Well, being a new father is a little scary. First child, so a lot of unknowns, but I think I'll be fine.
Justin, I guess we'll just get right into this. I'm going to play a game with you.
Okay.
And that game is 20 questions.
All right.
So this is the main event. What better way to get to know someone than to question them? Are you ready?
Sure.
Question one, if you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with your extra time?
Wow, probably eat.
I'm going to eat my way through the night, right?
Sure, why not?
Okay, awesome. What fictional place would you like to visit, be it from a book, movie, game, etc., and why?
Oh, boy. I guess Star Wars universe. Why? Because there's possibility that I'm a Jedi.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Question three. What hobby would you get into if time and money were not an issue?
Probably cooking, I guess. Actually, cooking professionally. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that.
This is a callback to the first question.
Right.
And you eating through the night. You'd cook and eat through the night.
If you can't tell, I like food.
Absolutely. Who doesn't? What job would you be terrible at?
Probably a lot of them. Being a doctor.
Okay. Okay. Any reason why?
Way too much schooling and dependency on you knowing the exact answer or else someone dies.
So yep, okay.
So a lot of pressure there.
The fear of someone else's life in your hands.
Yeah.
All right, question five. If you could turn any activity into an Olympic sport, what would you win a gold medal in?
Sleeping.
Awesome. Question six. What is the most annoyed habit that other people have? This implies that you do not have that.
Oh, okay. That others have that I don't have. That's the problem with these 20 questions here.
It's like you're on the spot. You don't get to think about it.
Completely on the spot.
Okay, okay.
I guess somebody saying that they hate something and doing it themselves.
Oh, okay, okay. And so contradicting themselves.
Right, hypocrisy, that
sort of
thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Justin, question seven, what's your poison?
What's my poison? Food.
That generally implies an alcoholic beverage, but okay.
Food and everything kind of underneath. I know what I should eat. Doesn't mean I don't eat those bad
so
things.
Your poison is not an alcoholic beverage. Your poison is food.
Ingesting.
Well, good thing that question eight sticks to food. What food do you find disgusting?
Sour cream.
What? Really?
Yeah.
And why? This from you, lover of tacos.
Well, I mean, tacos don't have to have sour
cream. It's true. It's true.
To me, sour cream tastes like spoiled milk. Why would you want to put that in your body?
I mean, I love sour cream, but I can see where you're coming from.
It's probably due to when I was younger, having some spoiled milk or something.
Yeah,
of that.
Sure. All right. Question nine. What skill would you most like to master?
Speed reading.
Yeah, that's fair. That's actually, I'm there with you. Question 10. When people come to you for help, what do they usually want help with?
Ninja forms.
Yeah.
But outside of that, something to do with one of my hobbies, such as cooking or music or something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's usually true. Tea.
Tea.
You know, definitely see people go to you about advice for tea and how to steep it and when. And
yeah, I'm a little bit of a snob when it comes to things like that.
Uh-huh. No, perfectly fine.
I don't see myself as a snob. I see it as...
I think it's snob with a smile, right? Because it's not elitism. It's just, you know,
right.
I know my stuff.
I'm not going to force you to do it a certain way, but... I believe this is the best way to do it, so that's the way I choose to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're trying to pay your knowledge and advice for it, right?
Sure.
Okay. Question 11. What takes up too much of your time?
Watching TV.
Is it one of those, like, I give it my all at work and I go home and I just, like, collapse on the couch? Is that it?
Yes, it is.
I understand. Question 12. If you were cryogenically frozen for 100 years... What would be your first question to the person or creature that woke you up?
Where's the bathroom?
There you go. It's good. 13. What is something that always makes your day better?
Seeing my wife and just, spending time with her.
Okay, that's fair. 14. What artist or song do you put on when you can't decide what to listen to?
Some sort of classical music, Stravinsky or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm right there with you. In fact, I don't know what to listen to. I'm going to put on the classical radio station.
So Stravinsky, Barber, Verdi. Just I mean, like there's a bunch of different possibilities. But
it's one of those like don't get me started things, right?
Right. But some sort of classical something.
All right. What TV show or movie do you refuse to watch?
Reality ones.
Okay.
Like Keeping Up with the Kardashians or stuff like that. Right.
Yeah.
My life's full of enough drama. I don't want to see other people's drama.
Yeah, I get that. Question 16. What is your ideal way to spend the weekend?
Sitting around, just relaxing. Not having anything to do.
I get that. True relaxation, right? Like being able to like unplug from everything.
Yes.
I think that's pretty common in the tech industry, right?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, like I've been absorbed by this computer. Let me just unplug and get back to nature. Right.
And I think it's actually it's healthy for mental health.
For sure.
Able to do that, to have a time that you can say, you know what, this is my job. Mm-hmm. I'm going to set it aside for an hour, a day, whatever.
Yep. I mean, even from an exercise aspect, it's really beneficial.
Right, I mean.
For sure. 17, time travel. Are you going to the future or past?
I'm going to the past.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have like a time period picked out?
No, not necessarily. Pretty much want to go back and see if all the historians were actually accurate.
Oh, I gotcha.
I mean, there's all these things you've been told and you learn in school, but is it actually true? Often wondered.
Awesome. Yeah. And I mean, hey, if you go too far in the future, nothing could be there.
Right, exactly.
It'd get really grim dark on you. 18, what website do you visit most often that isn't Ninja Forms?
Reddit, probably.
Reddit, okay. is there a subreddit, a preference?
No, just general Reddit. It's the place you go when you don't know what to do. Waste time.
It's the community bulletin board, right?
Exactly. I mean, if I want to know some news, I go to Reddit because most of the time there's a couple articles that people have linked.
Yep.
Just easier that way.
Sure. All right, question 19. If you could only know the answer to the following, would it be either what is the meaning of life or what is the exact origin of all space and time?
Probably meaning of life.
Okay. Philosophical, man.
Which that's very subjective, but yeah.
It kind of plays against the philosophical versus the scientific, right?
Right.
Question 20. Bing, 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 big 20. What do you wish your brain was better at doing?
Not procrastinating.
Okay. Well, Justin, I lied to you. You thought that was it, but there is a bonus round.
Bonus round.
Question 21. You thought you were getting out of here easy.
Yeah, I did.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. If you found yourself deserted on a small island in space and the creatures inhabiting the island saw you as a deity, what crazy thing would you do?
I would probably tell them that I'm not a deity and see how they reacted.
Okay. That's
very anarchist way of thinking about it, but
yeah,
it'd be fun. I mean, if they think I'm a deity, I can't do anything wrong anyway, so.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Might as well have some fun with
you're willing to take the chance that you could end up as food?
Sure.
All right.
I mean, because if I'm in an island in space, I'm kind of screwed anyway.
This is the glutton for punishment that we have from our support team.
Yeah.
Give us more! Well, thanks, Justin. That has been our meeting the team, getting to know Justin of Yawn support team. Justin, thanks for being part of the team, and I'd like to tell you that as I'm concluding this interview, I now rate you on your interview, right?
Okay.
I rate your interview a 20 ninja stars out of 6 katanas. Congratulations, you're hired. Or rather, you get to keep your job and given you paternity leave.
Okay, good. My wife will be glad to hear that.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And Justin, thank you.
Thank you.
Over and out.